always good talking to you. And I got to say, straight off the bat, man, I am so proud of you because I remember back in the day, as hard as you have worked, making sure that people noticed you, making sure people understood what your music was all about, getting that music out there. And now look at you, man. I mean, you know, you're one of the biggest artists in Canada. How does it feel being able to you know, the kind of work that you've done to make those kind of transitions?
Well, first of all, thank you for that, of course. And Rudy, you've been there, you know, from the get-go. So you've seen the climb, and hasn't been an easy one, but it's, you know, considerably pretty quick as well. So, yeah, man, it's been amazing. You know, I started off as a producer-songwriter in Quebec and then, you know, moved to becoming the lead singer for Sky. And from that, just had my solo album. Now this is going to be, I'm working on my new record, just finished a deal with Universal Music. So, and we're going to do some worldwide work as well, you know, in Japan and in the States as well. So it's going to be an exciting fourth album.
Looking forward to when the album comes out. But before you do that, man, we have some celebrations to do here for the 40th Annual Juno Awards. How does it feel being part of something like this, especially, A, it's happening in Toronto, and B, which should be, A, it's the 40th Annual Juno Awards, man. This is our award, and we're all representing.
Yes, definitely. I mean, look, for a guy who came from another country, you know, as an immigrant here in 1995, and being honored and being, you know, even recognized is an amazing thing, you know what I mean? To reach to the place where I've been, and there are people who've worked all their lives to achieve something like this, and I've done it, you know, in a short period of time. I mean, people are recognizing my music. It's great when the industry finally says, okay, look, you know, he's got something. You know, we're looking at you, and you've actually made a dent in our minds here, you know. So I think I'm flattered, and I just want to continue doing great work. And of course, it's going to be an awesome, like, weekend, man. I can't wait. We're doing fanfare. I'm doing all sorts of shows. I've got the Hard Rock on the 26th. You know, the red carpet. It's going to be a blast.
Trying to double check and see. You have a nomination this year, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what's the nomination under? Because I've been looking and looking, and I could not find it.
It's the best R&B and soul recording.
Okay, I probably didn't make it down there yet. Where were you?
All the way down.
Where were you when you found out about this?
Let me remember. I think I just woke up. I had a late studio session, and I was late to wake up. And my like, I've got two agents, and they're both calling me off the hook and just like, congratulations, congratulations. I'm like, congratulations for what? Call us right now. And I found out. It was amazing. Great news. Yeah,
you know, it's always great to be nominated, but you know, you've got some tough competition,
yeah.
Of course, because you've got Keisha Shante, she's involved with that.
Yeah.
You got Cardi, he's in there too.
Yeah,
a couple of times, you know. Yeah, so again, tough competition, man.
Tough competition, you know, but I respect all these people. I know them all and, you know, have a lot of respect. So, you know, look, at the end of the day, Rudy, it doesn't really matter. It matters, you know, the music and what I love to do. I love to, you know, perform music. I love to write music. So all the recognition part is like such an extra bonus. If it happens, it's great. If it doesn't, it's still great. You know, I'm still doing what I love. I don't feel like I work a single day in my life because I just love what I do, right? So, of course, if I win, you know, who wouldn't be happy? I'd be ecstatic.
But the, you know, the song with Nightlife, what do you think made the difference with that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's about the industry recognizing, you know, at least the Karis members, you know, at the end of the day, because they're the ones, or the judges, whoever's judging this thing, you know, at the Junos is saying, okay, this guy's had the third record, and he's obviously proven that he can do gold record after gold record, and you know, of course, Africa went quadruple platinum. I mean, you know, so they obviously see that there's a bit of a longevity to this artist, and it's not just, because, you know, last year I wasn't nominated at the Junos, even though I had the number one best-selling song in the country for all of 2009. You know, so I wasn't nominated at all, and I think that was, you know, because they thought it was maybe a one-hit wonder type situation, and I think I've proven that I can bring hit after hit after hit, and I think that's why I'm being nominated.
Well, it's not just that, too. People should realize with Nightlife, a lot of good videos came out of that, too.
Oh, my God, yeah. That was my favorite, one of my favorite videos, 80s Baby video and the Yalla Habibi video. I mean, both were fantastic videos.
And it stood out. Now, I want to sort of jump over in something you said that you're going to be part of. And, you know, I want to say Juno Fest. It's not Juno Fest. It's the other one.
Fanfare.
Fanfare. Okay, yeah. Explain to people what exactly fanfare is, because when we're talking about one-on-one, this is probably the best event fans should be at.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's still part of the whole Juno Fest weekend, and it happens on the 26th between 1 and 4 p.m. I'm signing autographs, and a bunch of other different artists are signing autographs as well outside the Much Music building. I think it's in the that square there, the parking lot. So we'll be meeting fans one-on-one. It's going to be exciting. I'm actually working on a reality show called The Wolf Pack as well, and we're starting filming this. I didn't tell you this. I should have told you this first, but we're starting shooting on the 25th, in fact, and it's going to be exciting.
Fantastic. I got to come down there because I want to make sure I'm on that show.
Yeah, you definitely have to.
Tell me something, man. How does it feel, though, when you know you can get that close and personal with your fans? Because I know they always want to, you know, ask you questions, and this is a great way for them to actually get a chance to connect with you one-on-one.
100%. You know, there's the Facebook thing, MySpace and Twitter, that whole movement, you know, where it's online, and I still interact with my fans all the time. So to see them, you know, in person, and for them to really just, like, connect with me and just say, oh, my God, and whatever, just go back and forth, it's great, man. It's like, this is what we do it for. We do, you know, I don't know about other musicians, but to me, it's like, you know, I like seeing people happy. I mean, at the end of the day, you're doing this for them. You know what I mean? It gives us great satisfaction to give them some kind of joy and some kind of maybe hope. For you know, if they can become a singer one day or whatever they want to do. I don't know. It's just, I love giving other people joy. I think even as corny as it sounds, it's true.
I just got to double check. When is your award being given out? Is it going to be given out on the Saturday or Sunday?
On the Saturday.
On the Saturday.
Year on the Saturday. But all the years prior, it was given on the Sunday. So they just shifted R&B music down to the, you know, to the industry awards as opposed to the show. You know,
okay.
I think it's just because of timing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's no problem. Because I'm going to be at both.
Nice.
So let's make sure that on the Saturday you and I hook up we do our interview and everything else. I'm just sorry I can't make it to your show on Saturday, because as soon as I'm done there, I got to go back to the station, put everything together. But I know it's going to be a blast. For folks who want to follow you on whatever shows you're going to or any comments, where do we go for Twitter, website, what do we do, Facebook?
Sure. First of all, the website is carlwolf.com. The Facebook fan page is Facebook.com/ Carl Wolf fan page. What else do we have? Twitter as well. Twitter is / Carl Wolf with an S. So Carl Wolf's. That's it, man. Follow me on there, and I've got all the info, and we'll chat it up.
Fantastic, my friend. I will see you next week, Saturday. Congratulations on all the success. And you know what the best part is, man? We're going to be doing this year after year after year. That's what I love
about
this. You
know what? We seem to be doing this year after year.
Absolutely.
I see you every year.
Absolutely.
So that's good.
Absolutely.
That's a good sign. Great, Rudy.
All right, my friend.
Amazing.
You take care.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye.
Peace, bye.